Hello to all my Chavarim, Yeshiva Torahs, Moshe, and around the world. Continue on our Shir, Mishnayos, Maseches Moed Katan. We're doing Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yud Gimel Min Aleph. And the Mishnah begins. In Lochem Batim Avadim Behema Elo Tzarcha Moed. Don't buy houses, slaves, animals, unless you're going to use it for the Moed. You need it for the Tzarcha Moed. The Rav says, the purchaser is the one who needs it on the Moed. Tosiyata brings a Tosis that is Chiddusher is telling you that even those that this is something that is publicly noticeable, still it's Mutter for the Tzarech HaMoed. But anything which is not for the Tzarech HaMoed, even other items not necessarily Batam, Avadam, and Behema, is Usser. And he wonders, Tosiyata, does that mean that you could do it Betzina? Only those things you can do, but for Hesed Tzarech HaMoed, the things that are not Tzarech HaMoed, maybe you can do it if it's not public, if it's Tzina. So the Magid, a Mishnah he brings, writes that other things, even if it's not Tzarech for the Moed, you can buy it with Tzina, not in a public way, because the whole thing of Mechach doing business is not something that's awesome in a Torah, even on Yantif, and therefore, on the Chol HaMoed, anything you need, or if you're going to profit by it because you'll find it in cheap quantity, cheap price, you could then buy it. But the Avadim Behemah that the Mishnah brings, since it's very public, those kind of items, and to make a big public showing, they weren't mata you to purchase only for Tzarech HaMoed, or for the person who's selling it needs to sell it, then it's a Tzarech and you're allowed to do it in Chol HaMoed. And sadas and krama, what about fields and vineyards? Why aren't they mentioned? Also, there's a public word gets around that sale is going through. It doesn't mention because it's not necessary for the Tzarech HaMoed, because they only mention things that you could use right away to get hanah from. But those things are like a lot more longer term, so they don't mention it. Shulchan Aruch Archai and Simon Tav Kuf Lamates Sif Aleph says, any kind of business dealing is usher, even a small amount, whether to buy or to sell. This is a business. Schora. The Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Aleph says the reason is because of a Torah. It takes a lot of effort. And the Dirshu Os 3 writes, explanation is mentioned later on in Sif Katan Mem Hey, in the day of some of the poskim. That's because schora, there's a big tircha to match up your purchase and the price. Because of the tirda, you'll hold back from having simchas yantif, and sometimes it'll be that you buy things that'll be too expensive, and then you'll be sorry afterwards, you'll feel bad, and that'll also hold you back from simchas yantif. If you take a look later on, Simon Tav Kuf Lamed Sif Katan Beis brings from the Shami that the Isser, the reason for Isser Melech HaMemcha and any other Melacha that isn't anything that isn't a real Melacha on Chol HaMoed is because they want people to be free to eat and drink and to spend their time in Torah. They don't want people to be bothered with other activities. So the Mishnah continues. So we said first, you don't buy Batam Avadim Behema, only the Tzarech HaMoed. And now we say, oh, the Tzarech HaMocher She'en L'mal Yochal. Or if the seller has no food to eat. So the Rav says, he needs the money in order to purchase his Tzarech HaMoed for Yantif. So his Yantif brings from the Ran that it sounds like from the Rav that it's just explaining the first case that don't sell or buy houses of Avadim and Behema, only the Tzarech HaMoed, or that the mocher needs to sell, so he'll have money to spend on other things. But in the Gemara, it brings a diuk that it's something like this. Or, the second case, if someone doesn't have any money to buy food, he can then hire himself out, even though the malachi he's going to be doing is not Tzarech HaMoed, in order to sustain himself. So it's two separate cases, according to the Gemara. The first case is buying or selling the Batam Avadim Behema, and the second case is hiring yourself out to do work. The Rish from Daf Yud Beis says, doesn't mean he doesn't have any money at all. He can't purchase basic necessities to eat. But he has, but he doesn't have enough to buy nicer type of food to celebrate Simchas Yontif that he's allowed to do. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chayim Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Yud Beis says, Ein lochem, don't purchase. Or he says, Ol Tzarach HaSacher Shemalach HaDvarim She'en L'mayachal. Or for the, you're allowed to hire someone who's going to be doing work for you if he doesn't have anything to eat. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Beis explains what the exact case is, that he could, you could have him bring items to the purchaser house. So you're allowed to buy things in order to hire someone to do the transportation for you. Okay, so if the person who's doing the transportation doesn't have anything to eat, then they allow the mocher and the kona to do their business between them so that the moving guy should make money. And similarly, if you have a middle person, intermediary, a searser, it's called, you're allowed to do that, give him the business in who's doing the business between you. And it's mashma from the Achronim that only if this is like real true, the only doing the whole business is for the worker or for the intermediary. But not, you shouldn't be just tricking do harama to do business and say, oh yeah, we're only doing it so that the middle guy can get some profits. Don't do that. Only that's a real necessity. The Dirshu in Os 32 says, if your kavana is both for the person who's doing the work for you and also for their own benefit, so then Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Shkaz Shuvas Michas Shlomo Chelik Aleph Siman Tzadok Aleph Ayisil Ches writes that certainly there's no Isser if both you and the worker are making money. And the Mishnah Berurah is only talking about it. It's Usser to fool and say, well, I didn't really mean anything. I only meant it for the worker, unless, and it's really for their own benefit. And then they're doing harama and they're saying it's for the tzarach of the worker, and it really isn't. That's what you shouldn't do. But if it's really both, you're going to benefit, then it's okay. The Mishnah continues, Ein mefanim, don't move. Rav says, don't move kelim or tfuah. The Zendif brings in this tour, Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Hey. For things that aren't tzarach hamoed, don't start moving. The reason is because it's a tircha, and it'll stop you from your regular simchas yontif. So don't move, mi bayis labayis. The mission continues, Rav says, to another house far away from him, because it's a torach to do the moving. Tverse Rav says, through the Rishis HaRabim is the problem. The Dirshu and Simon Tav Kuf Lamed Hey, Os 1 says, as far as carrying anything from one Rishus to another, and it's not Tzarach HaMoed, it's brought by the name of the Chazon Ish, in Archas Rabbeinu, Chelek Beis, Amud Kuf Chaf Aleph, that he was machmer not to carry from Rishus to Rishus on Chol HaMoed. And he would empty out his pockets on Chol HaMoed before he went out. And he said that the Chazal were machmer in malachos chashuvos, and they were making the malachos that are not chashuvos. But we don't know which is considered a malacha chashuva, and it's possible that even carrying would be considered a malacha chashuva, and it would be asan chalmoid. And same way in the Sefer Ella B'Tomar Os Lamaches, in the comment over there, brought in the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that even though the Chazon Ish in his own Sefer, in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, the very Maschil Rosh, writes to be mekel and carrying a Chol HaMoed from Rishus to Rishus, but Lamaisi was machmer himself not to do that. But on the other hand, the Shut Shevet Alevi, Chelek Vav Siman Samaches, says that the fact that the poskim don't talk about it, it's mochach that there's no isra carrying outside on Chol HaMoed. And from the Yeshua Yaakov in Siman Tav Resh Lamed Sifkan Aleph, is explained that openly, he writes openly, there is no isra hotzah on Chol HaMoed, even if there's no tzarach at all for the moed. And also, because we see here that they said moving from one place to another, that was usher because of a tircha, and even from one city to another. But they didn't mention anything about Isser Hotzah. So therefore, he said you could be matir as far as caring shalot tzorach and chalamoid. And Rabbi Yashiv writes in Sefer Sikaron of Akshi Torah, chalamoid amid tuf ayin aleph, that even though from the Meiri in moid cut and daf yulchesman base, the Riamasla in Kosin's farm, you can see that there is no Isaritza moid, still a machmal atzmo, someone's machmal himself not to carry on the chalamoid without any tzorach at all. Where, in a place where, like I say on Shabbos, it would be Yisraitza, then a person gets bracha, tavol bracha, if he's machmer on himself. Okay, the mission continues. Amfan hula chatzero. You could move something to this chatzer. Rashi says it's mashra, in just a quick glance here, that that bringing from one house in a chatzer to his own. From another house in a different chutzer to his chutzer. That's what it sounds like, it's okay. And the Rav explains, no, as according to the Maskana of the Gemara, to another house in the chutzer, which is a tzina. And not a public type of thing. It's within the same chutzer, moving one item from one house to another. But moving from one house to another through the Shisha Rabban, that would not be okay. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Katan Zayin says, because it's a simcha when a person lives in his own house, and therefore you can moving items so that you'll be in a new house. That would be a simcha, and as long as it's not through Shisha Rabban, it's a quiet type of move, it'd be okay. And just to move his own kalim to his chatzer, there is no kula, he says, Mishnah Berurah. The Dirshu owes 5 says, as far as the Tzorach HaMoed, you can be, if it's a Tzorach HaMoed, you can be matir even to another city to move something, to move your items. And only in this type of circumstances, but if you're going to get any other type of Hanah, like let's say you were living together, together with another person in one room, and then he found another house that he could rent just for himself, even though it's better for him that he'll like living in his own place rather than sharing, that you can't move. But if the first apartment was in the middle of the Akum or something similar, then you can be mater based on he writes the fee ra'os eni hamora, based on the Moria Hara. The Dirshu 06 says, if you want to move on Yanta from one building to another, so you won't have to do the move after Chol HaMoed, and then you'd have to be mevatel from your learning. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Sefer Zikaron of Akshi Torah Chol HaMoed Amatav Samchei through Gimel says that that's not considered a derech ha'avad, a davar ha'avad, that you lose from your learning time, unless he's the type of person who never wastes a moment of his learning. That's something which is not motzi in bismanenu. So don't make yourself out that you're going to lose your learning time. Don't make Chol HaMoed your excuse, and do it after Chol HaMoed. Amevi, and the Mishnah says, Amevi in Kalim Beis Uman, don't bring any Kalim from a professional house. The Rav says, this is talking about kalim you're not going to need on the moed, but kalim that you're going to need on the moed, like pillows, blankets, cups, containers, that would be much. I suggest you to bring some of the ran, because people will think the Baal HaBayis gave them to be fixed to the professional on during the yantif, and they'll say that the guy fixed them on yantif. Over the over the Chol HaMoed, and we don't want that idea to get out. The first Israel says, even for the Tzorach HaMoed, don't bring from the Beis HaOmen, because people will be chayshid that he fixed it on Chol HaMoed, and therefore, if you're going to even to bring it privately, it's aser, unless it's a place where you're going to lose T'machim Pseida, then it would be mutter, he brings that from the Magen Avraham. Simon Tavkuf Lamadal Sivkat and Zion. Mission continues. Im Chayshus Lahem, if you're fearful, Mafanim Chatzah Harris, you can move it to a different Chatzah. Rashi and Rav say, you're fearful it will get stolen, so you want to get it away from where it is, from the Uman's house to a more protected area. Rav adds, from the base of Uman, you're afraid it's going to stolen from his house, or if the Uman wants to get paid, and the Baal HaKli doesn't trust him to pay him now and to take it later. He's afraid maybe if he pays him now, and he's going to ask him again for his labors a second time when he actually picks up the item to take it away. The first rule says, if it's not possible, you can bring it quietly to your house, Bitsina. And the Mukiezer says you can move it to a house which is close by to the Uman's house. That is possible. And if that's not possible, you can bring it to your house privately. Meiri says it's mutter to move Paris from your field to your house because it's more likely that your Paris will be stolen and you need to protect them. Moving on to Perek Beis Mishnah Hay, the Gemara is on Daf Yud Gimel Beis, and it says, Mechapin es aksios bekash. You can be mechapa, which she says means cover, your things that were cut or things that were placed in the field, you can cover it with straw, as the Rav says. If you have figs that were spread out in the field in order to dry, you could then cover them with straw because the rain might ruin them. Rashi and Beya, Daf Lamed Hey and Beya, Sri Maslam Chasna Sapera says, even though there's a big tircha and you don't need the Paris right away on the Cholamoid, still they were matcher because it's a Dover Ovid. If you don't cover them over, they're going to get ruined. Yehuda Omer in the Mishnah, Af Ma'avin. You can make them thick, as Rav explains, that you could put straw to one lot on top of each other, make it like a kree, like a big pile of straw, that the top part will be protecting on what's underneath all the way at the bottom. The first rule says you can cover it with a lot of straw, even though it looks like you're doing a hatmana of figs under the straw for a long-term storage, it's okay. And that's why Paskin, the Meiri learns, the Rabbi Yehuda is L'chumra. So the question is, what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Is he saying, Af, you can also do things, also do this thickening covering, which sounds like not only what the Tanakhama said, but you can even do something else. So it sounds like it's another heter. But the Meiri learns that he's L'chomer, the Tanakam, the Rabbi Yehuda. That the Tanakam is a matter to cover the Paris, even if they weren't covered before Yantif. And the Rabbi Yehuda is a matter only to add straw on the Paris that were already covered. You need some extra covering. And Pashut, he doesn't go risk the off in the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, don't do what the Tanakam says, but just do Ma'avin. Forget about the off. But the Pnei Moshe, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay here, in the Rishalmi, says that the Tanakam is matter to cut straw, and Rabbi Yehuda is only matter to cover it if there's straw already cut. So again, it seems like Rabbi Yehuda is macher. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman, Tav Kuf Lamed Ches, if Dalet says, if you have figs spread out in the field to dry, and you're afraid from the rain or the dew, you could cover them with straw, even with a thick covering. And the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudalet says, it's muchach from the Rishalmi, that even to uproot straw that is attached to the ground is mutter for this purpose. The Mishnah continues, mochri peris ksus v'kelem mochrim v'tzino l'tzar chamoid. People who sell fruit and clothing and kelem can sell it in a quiet manner during Chol HaMoed. Tesi Yantif brings from the Magid Mishnah, Perek Zayim Hilchos Yantif. The reason is that anybody who has this business the whole year round can only do it now, Bitzina, even though it's Litzarach HaMoed. And that's why he mentioned Mokhrei Paris, that the people who normally sell. And what does Bitzina mean? He brings from a Bryce in the Gemara that if his store was open to the Rishus HaRabim, he can open halfway the door and leave the other half closed so it doesn't look so wide open. And if it's open to an alleyway, he can just leave it normally because it's not going to get much attention. The first rule says the balabayas, if it's not a business person, but it's a regular balabayas, when he sells for Tzarech HaMoed, he can do it even for Hesir, that is mutter. Mishnah Berurah and Simon Tavkuf Lamed Tes Sivkat and Lamed Dalet says things that are going to last after the Moed, and it's not recognizable that it's a tzar hamoed, and people are going to be choshed that he is purchasing it for the chol, then it has to be done bitzena. The Dirshu Os 27 says that as far as selling fruit in like in a makolet, the Shut HaLevi, that's like a market, supermarket, or grocery, the Shut HaLevi in Chelech Ches, Simen Kuf Chav Vav, says, since they normally sell in a grocery small quantities, and it's obvious the person is buying it for immediate use, you can sell it, you can have this business going on Chol HaMoed. And Dirshos 28 writes, and let's say you have a store that sells things which are also not for the chol, for the moed, but he has certain things that he does sell that's going to be used right away, and certain things that are longer term, like a typical grocery nowadays. Okay, so there are Yashiv and Sefer Zikaron of Akshay Torah Chol HaMoed Amud Taf Ayin Beis, and Rav Nissim Karelitz in Chut Sheni Chol HaMoed Amud Reish Yud Tes Ais Vav, both say that it's mutter to have that kind of a store open in Chol HaMoed, to sell whatever you have in it. And the reason is, Rav Nissim Karela says, because the whole point, well, trying to figure out is, if it's mutter usser, it's going on the opening of the store. And since it's mutter to open it in order to sell the things that are necessary for the moed, then it's mutter to sell anything. So it's not a question of the items in the store, it's a question of whether the store should be open. Once it's open, sell whatever you need from the store. Mishnah continues. Hatzayodim v'harishusos v'hagrosos osim b'tzina torchamoid. These three types of people can do their work b'tzina for the moed, and we'll see what they are. Tzayat brings on the run. Tzayodim, or people who hunt chayas and ofas and fish. The Tiferes Yisrael says, even fish, which is obviously people are fishing for the yontif, because it's not something that's going to last for a long time, that was still usher b'farheser. Rashi the Rav says, the next item, the rishosos, are people who press and grind wheat for cereal, that they should do bitzina. And Rashi the Rav explained, what's the grosos? Is they grind beans in order to make a porridge. Rashi says the reason they have to do a bitzina, these three items, is that people say that, oh, he's doing it shalos or hamoit. Tesis Yantif wonders about Rashi. He mentions Rashi Pshat, and he says, based on Rashi, what he's saying, why just these items that people think that they're not doing it for the moed? And he brings the Beis Yosef, Simon Tav Kuf Lamed Gimel, that the reason is because to do this press grinding of whether it's the wheat or the beans, they're normally done in a large amount, and then it looks like you're doing it for the Torah chol. It's not something with a minimal type of effort. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hei Mechmir al Atzman, they themselves were Machmer. As Rav says, they, the Umnim, the professionals, were Machmer themselves, and they don't do even Bitsina. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. And in Yushalmei, Daf Tesma Beis, it's written that the fishermen by Tveria were machmer themselves, and they wouldn't go fishing at all on Chol HaMoed. And Rav Ami cursed them because by doing that, they're minimizing the Simchas Yantif for everybody else who lives in Tveria, because they wouldn't have fish for Yantif. That's the end of our shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints, you could reach me at shelton_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day, and as we are giving the shiur during Chol HaMoed, I can say, Moedim L'Simcha.